Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
It's Football at 4 with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Well, it is game week with the Seahawks coming to town. We're finally here, Alfred. I think it's the most winnable game of the year, but you don't. In fact, not only do you think it's not winnable, you think they're going to lose. Why?
I just don't like playing against Hall of Fame quarterbacks in week one, brand new offensive coordinator. We don't know what really is going to be called there in Seattle, and their defense looks good. They look good. They play the same cover three team.
Who's on their defense?
Guys that you don't know, but that doesn't mean that they can't play.
How do you know I don't know him?
There's one guy that you may know, and he looks just like Richard Sherman. Shaquille Griffin.
Okay. I don't know him.
You don't know who that is?
No.
You don't know his younger brother? Or his twin brother? Is it twin brother? Twin brother.
I know Shaquem Griffin.
Right. Shaquille is his brother.
Okay.
The third-round draft pick.
All right. I sort of know him.
Okay. And he can play. Okay. They have Tedrick Thompson. We all know him from the University of Colorado.
I know Tedrick Thompson.
Right, right. I mean, and Bobby Wagner, of course.
I know Bobby Wagner.
And KJ Wright.
I know KJ Wright, okay, MVP.
That's right. Bobby Wagner, KJ Wright.
I'm not going to forget MVPs.
Frank Clark up front.
Frank Clark, no.
You don't know. Once again, you don't know him, but. You know,
Who else? Come on.
Nazir Jones, Jaron Reed, and Quentin Jefferson.
Yeah, I know.
But the thing is about this team, you know. I know this defense. I played this defense in the NFL for Pete Carroll. I know what he wants to do. I know what he's trying to get accomplished. It's more of a smart man's way of playing defense rather than a brute force style of defense. They play really, really fast. And the thing about playing against the Seattle Seahawks is that you have to be ready to make the plays on time and on target. That you won't have the flexibility to move around and make those special plays around the pocket like you will against some of the other team that have brutes up front. These guys will play guys that are in their 270s. 280 would be big and obvious pass situations for anybody on the field for Pete Carroll. So I understand exactly how they want to play. And I know from watching the film that erase anything that, I heard a promo of us saying what they call us, the Legion of Whom. I'm gonna tell you right now, this defense is gonna be good for Seattle. If we get a win, that'll be a great win against a team that is playing with a lot of great confidence on defense. And on offense, we all know that the guy that makes this offense go and has been making it go since he got there was Russell Wilson. So you just know that there's not a cornerback in the NFL, and I'm gonna say this again, okay? There's not a cornerback in the NFL that can hang with Doug Baldwin all day.
Yeah, but why is this a loss?
I just told you. The defense is great. So, they have great linebackers.
What are the Broncos not going to be able to do?
I don't think that their intermediate passing game is going to be there. I don't think it's going to be there.
The intermediate passing game?
Right,
what do you mean?
Because of the linebackers and how great they are and how they understand leverage and where the ball is supposed to go. The linebackers, that 10 to 12 area is basically shut down from the middle of the field. So the corners are going to play cover three.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to beat them on double moves or long moves. We're talking about cover three beaters.
Let's think about this for a second. With the stadium rocking, beautiful weather. Is it beautiful weather? I can check.
It's going to be so beautiful. Close, I know it's going to be beautiful. It's open weekend. It's always beautiful.
I know. Usually it is. I can just ask. Sunday, beautiful weekend. I got sunny 82. Absolutely perfect. So the beautiful Rocky Mountain skies and the crowd all in orange and going nuts and just being all excited about everything. You see the Broncos not being able to move the offense.
No, not against this team.
Why is Case Keenum going to fall flat?
Case Keenum? Oh, I think that, he'll have 200 yards.
200 yards?
Call it 230.
Okay, any touchdowns? He didn't have any in the preseason.
I would say maybe one.
One touchdown. One. Who's that going to?
I think it's going to be to Courtland Sutton.
Courtland Sutton. So it's some sort of deep pass or sort of
jump ball
play. So a long play. So you don't see us very effective in the red zone then, obviously. So if you got one touchdown with Courtland Sutton, you don't see us converting in the red zone.
Well, I just think that when you have great linebackers, man, it just does something. You know, tight ends. You could. Where are you going to pick on? Where are you going to pick on the Seattle Seahawks?
I'm going to pick them all over the place. We're going to dominate them. We're going to throw. Emmanuel Sanders is going to have a huge day. We're going to use our tight ends to. Jeff Heirman's probably going to have a good game, and we're going to run the ball very effectively. We're going to beat them up.
Okay.
I got something like 35-10, something like that.
I hope that's true.
I think it's going to be a kick.
So you think Russell Wilson is going to just be average to below average?
I don't think he's got the weapons. I think the excitement of the game is going to catch up with them. I think he's a great quarterback. I love Russell Wilson. But I see a game similar to the way the Broncos blew out the Ravens after the embarrassment the year before. When Peyton went for 7 touchdowns, and it was just an absolute kicking. The Broncos' success at home has been staggering on opening weekends. I mean, they have dominated the teams they have played. And they have all year, and they're the healthiest they'll ever be. Seattle's just not. Seattle doesn't have an identity yet. They don't know who they are. They got a great quarterback. They got Pete Carroll. They got a bunch of interesting items.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, I don't know anybody.
Because you don't know anybody, does that mean that they're
what
not
was
playing
their pre,
well?
What was their preseason all about? Where did they look great in the preseason?
Oh, I'm talking about the speed of the game and how they play.
Listen, I'm amazed that you think this is a loss for the Broncos.
I just think it's going to be a tough win. If we get a win against them, it's going to be tough. I mean, tough.
Well, I'll take any win. Win's a beautiful thing, is the great Dick
McPherson
once said.
I mean, there's nothing better than a win. But if we're going to beat the Seattle Seahawks, we got to play a great game.
You got to play a great game to win in the NFL, period. What team can you play poorly against and win?
The Browns, the Jets, the Chiefs.
Really? You can play poorly against the Chiefs and win?
Yeah, I think so.
No kidding. That's interesting. Okay. All right. So
I don't have a lot of respect for the Chiefs or the Raiders.
Uh-huh.
I've watched them. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like how they look. It's defensible what they are doing. Russell Wilson is different.
And
you don't know what they're going to do offensively since they have a brand new offensive coordinator.
Okay. What happened to Bill Musgrave and his game plan? What happened to Vance Joseph?
It's dependent on matchups. It's dependent on matchups.
Who's matching up against Emmanuel Sanders?
Well, they're going to play cover three. You're going to get your deep outs. Your deep outs, you're going to get cover three.
So that's an advantage to them over Emmanuel Sanders?
No. I'm just saying you're not going to get one. See, you look at our defense and you see everybody playing man-to-man. That's not what you're going to see from them. They're going to play cover three. They're not going to chase Emmanuel Sanders all over the field. They're going to try to do exactly what they did against us in the Super Bowl. Let all of those guys, those underneath crossers, cross and just stay in position and just smack them when they catch the football. So as far as throwing the football, you're gonna make some spectacular catches, but they will be there to enforce the big hit every time you catch it. That's the way that they play defense. Now that they don't have Richard Sherman, you don't have a guy that's going to follow a guy all the way around the field all game. That's done.
You know, we have the King Supers Fan Football Pick'em. Compete against us this season. The top listener each week will get to shame our losing host and win $250 to King Supers. Win the grand prize of free groceries for a year. This is going to be a fun contest. Bit of a twist from last year. So we're looking forward to it. But you got to register now. Before Thursday's kickoff at 1043thefan.com.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Al's trying to show me video of why the Seahawks are good off the air.
I'm going
That guy does look like Richard Sherman. Is that who you're talking about?
You. I'm trying to tell you, man.
He looks like Richard Sherman.
Big, fast.
On the RamosLaw.com text line. There's no Michael Bennett, Cliff Avril, Sheldon Richardson, Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, and Byron Maxwell is on IR. And KJ Wright is out for a few weeks. Come on, man. Oh, and former Raider disaster defensive coordinator is the coordinator for Seattle. Who's that? Who's the DC?
I don't know. Is that what Jack is?
Ken Norton Jr.
Oh, he's back. He's back with Pete. It's Pete defense. I'm telling you. It's
Legion
Pete's
of
defense.
Boom. More like Legion of Swoon.
Mm. Oh, I love the disrespect. Love it.
Are you? Do you work for Seattle?
Listen, man, I'm just telling you.
I know you like going there.
If you haven't seen him play, then don't worry about it. It's no big deal.
Nobody's seen him play.
Okay.
I mean, you're putting a lot of value into preseason.
I do. When the ones are on the field, I do.
Mm.
You know that Vikings team that just gave us the business?
Yeah.
Couldn't do nothing. They couldn't do nothing with Seattle.
You mean the Vikings team that played for like one series and Kirk Cousins threw four passes?
I'm talking about, wasn't that a touchdown drive?
It was, 4-for-4 for Kirk Cousins. Then he tapped out to lead Team America.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
That's what you're going off of? Really?
I'm going off the third preseason game.
Seriously?
Where Kirk Cousins played.
Wasn't our third preseason game where we played the guys more. Look what happened.
It's going to be a great game. Let's just say it's going to be a great game.
Okay. You feeling the floor sinking underneath you or something?
No, I'm just telling you, man. I think that I get nervous during game week no matter what.
You do. I got a text about how you're about to tell us how the Raiders are going to win and the Browns.
No, here's one
about the Browns.
No.
Something about how great the Browns are.
No, not going to do that.
You do get nervous in the early.
You know what,
but
I always start with the quarterbacks, man. But the quarterbacks can change everything.
Every time in the beginning of the week, you start really looking at the other team.
I start with the quarterbacks.
And you start with
the other quarterbacks.
You sort of get into this. You tend to get more hyped up for the Broncos by the end of the week for some reason. You always start the beginning of the week as a nervous Nelly. You always have, for years and years and years.
Maybe that's the old football player in me that said, the options of playing football really come down to, can this guy beat that guy? Like, as much as we call it a team game, it's a team sport, in all reality, what we're looking at is one-on-one matchups that happen frequently. And I'm just trying to find out, I'm trying to find wins, and that's what I want.
I'll give you this, though. No game's a must win at the first game of the season, okay? I am not going there. Not even close. But it's a very winnable game. And it'll be very tough to lose this one and get wins other places in the season.
No, I just see it differently. I just think that, I just see it differently.
How are you disagreeing with what I just said? I think it just makes total sense with what you said.
Because what I see is...
But you see, this is just like a practice game that losing
six.
Is...
No, I'm just at 10 losing, and 6 is...
So do you see losing this is not a big deal?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow. I see this is a big deal if the Broncos lose this game. I see it as a very big deal, actually.
Why?
I think the wins on the schedule could be few and far between.
I thought when you looked at playing an NFC opponent that it's not that big of a deal to lose to an NFC opponent. And this is an NFC opponent.
It's a home game, though. It's non-conference road games that are the most least meaningful.
I'm just saying, but it's a home game or a non-conference game?
The non-conference, well, it does matter because it goes into division tiebreakers and it breaks ties. Non-conference, and you got to win
home games.
You got to win.
That mean nothing.
You
got to
win your home
game.
You got to have above a .500 record at home. Got to. You got to be at least 5-3 at home.
We're going
to
do that.
The most meaningless.
Let's look at the home games. Win against the Raiders. Win against the Chiefs. Win against Cleveland. Was that 4?
It's 3.
So we have to win this one if we want to have 500 games.
Yeah. Yeah. This is one of those. See, you guys losing to St. Louis at home. I hear you.
I did not.
I can hear you, Brent.
I did not.
You don't like
that.
Us against the Texans. Wow. You don't like us against the Rams. You don't like us against. You love Phillip Rivers. You don't like us against the Chargers. I see you. I know you, big fella.
I got us winning 10 games.
I know your love for Phillip Rivers is through the roof.
I got us winning 10 games. I don't know what else to say.
I know you got a Phillip Rivers shrine somewhere in your house. Somewhere where there's no cursing allowed. You love yourself some Phillip Rivers.
I do like me some Phillip Rivers.
I love myself some Emmanuel Sanders. You love yourself some Phillip Rivers. It's going to be all right. We're going to win this one. It's going to be a fun game on Sunday. Broncos are going to kick butt.
How do you think Bradley Chubb does?
He does
against
right.
Dwayne Brown.
Yes, it's okay. I don't know. Maybe he'll fall over and he'll sack Russell Wilson at the, you know, who knows? I hope he does great.
You dependent on that?
No. No, I am not. But I think Von Miller.
We need Von, though.
I think Von could have the best season of his career.
Right. We need Von this year. I think this is the year for Von.
I think
this is the year for Von to be NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Well,
I think he's going to get 18 sacks this year, so he'll get at least one sack a game. And I think he'll just take it from there. So I think you give Von one sack, which means a dramatic turnover at some point or turnover on downs, and then you go from there. I think Von's. You know what Bradley Chubb will be really effective as somebody who's good enough that they cannot focus everything on Von Miller.
What does that mean?
Well, I'll know it when I see it. You know, how much do you need to be looking out for Bradley Chubb? Because that was not the case at the beginning of the year last year.
Well, I'm just
because they didn't have Shane Ray. Shane Ray missed the first 8 games. I mean, Shaquille Barrett? Who is our ying to Von Miller Zhang? I guess Shaq Barrett, right? It just didn't really work out that great after the second week.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the rookie, they're going to throw a lot of misdirection at him. I mean, this is the week for the misdirection. Anything to slow him down to get him thinking about what's happening.
You think they're going to get him to bite inside and then take it outside, stuff like that?
I think that, well, in obvious pass situations, if they go 3 wide out, we're going to go nickel, and then that means that he'll be... Chubb would be a defensive end. We're not going to stand our base defense against a 3 wide receiver set.
He's going to have his hand in the dirt?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's going to be, yeah.
Come on. Seriously?
Chubb?
Yeah.
That means Von will have his hand. If they go 3 wide outs, we're going nickel.
Okay. Boy, you just haven't seen that all that much during camp, but okay.
What do you mean?
All right.
The Broncos and nickel? They're always in nickel.
Okay.
That's why we needed a third cornerback. No more Jimmy Graham.
And where is Jimmy Graham?
He's playing for the Green Bay Packers.
Oh,
and
did you see Antonio Gates signed up for the Chargers? How about
today?
That, huh? Yesterday, maybe? Did you not catch that? That's pretty cool, huh? Because... is Hunter Henry hurt? Somebody got hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt. Hunter Henry, yeah, he's out.
Yeah.
Virgil Green is, they're starting, is it first or second? No, Virgil Green has a huge hand in what they are doing with the tight end position in San Diego.
I think the fellas want to chime in. I mean, everybody's getting all in. You're making everybody nervous.
I'm just letting you know, I got us going 10-6, 11-5.
You got us losing to Seattle at home. The RamosLaw.com text line, and you can call in at the same number, 303-713-1043. I know nobody cares about my fantasy team, but I got a fascinating twist. Stay tuned for that story next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
All right. Hey, did you see that Case Keenum's book came out today? Playing for More, Trust Beyond What You Can See. Big Sexy, did we get a free copy of that book?
I have yet to see one of those.
Book, by the way.
I'm sorry, what's that, Al?
I did not get a copy of Adam's book.
Sure?
It's kind of funny. We actually went to his box and checked to see, and the only thing that was in it was a farmer's almanac.
Oh, I love those.
Would you like to borrow mine? I mean, I already read it. Would you like it?
What do you do with a book when you're done with it?
Well, I mean, nothing really. I'm happy to give it away. I've given away tons of books over my life.
I'll read it before Monday.
Okay.
Or
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
A lot of pictures?
It's no pictures.
Hmm.
Challenging. So we did not get a free copy of Case Keenum's book, huh, Brian? I mean, I'd read it if we got a copy.
I did not see one.
I mean,
no.
I'm definitely not going to go buy it. I'm not really sure who buys books anymore, but...
Readers?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't people just get things on their phone or tablets? It's tough reading a book on your tablet. I've done it several times, actually, but it does get annoying. You know, it's... You know, kind of grinds on your eyes there a little bit. But Case Keenum's book, I'd be happy to talk about it. I'd be happy to read it if we got a copy. You'd think we would have got a copy, right? Nobody got a copy of that book, huh? Nah. I mean, why would you want your book to be publicized by the number one sports talk radio station in town? You would. That would make no sense.
You just don't flop it out there and expect to perform like that.
All right. Well, Case Keenum's book, it's out there. I'm sure it talks about him being short and how tough that is to hashtag Baker Challenge. Oh, you don't think it talks about him being short? I bet you it does. I bet you it talks about how nobody thought he was going to do anything, and he did. I bet you that's what it's about. Nobody wanted me in college. I didn't get drafted. I bounced around to 3 or 4 teams.
He needs to write the book after he wins a Super Bowl.
Skull. Let's go out to Ray. Ray, you're on the fan. Hi, Ray.
Hey, guys. I want to thank you for being here for us. It's a...
You got it. They pay us.
It's a treat every day.
Okay. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, and maybe you guys can give me a little consolation. I couldn't believe we, over the period of the weekend, we actually had D'Angelo... blocked by Paxton Lynch on one side and Devontae Booker
hey, Ray,
on the other.
I'm going to make you feel. I'm going to make you feel better. I know where you're going, and we've heard this complaint. Do you have a tree outside of your house?
Yes.
Where are you right now? Right now.
I'm at a park.
Okay, great. Can you see a tree?
Absolutely.
What's on the tree?
Leaves.
That's running backs in the NFL, Ray. They're like leaves on a tree. There's new ones every year. There's another D'Angelo Henderson every single year. As much as we all like D'Angelo Henderson, he's like leaves on a tree. They just keep coming and coming and coming. There's such...
One question. If something happened and he was on the practice squad of the Jets, could we go?
He is on the practice. Yes, of course. Of course. He is on the practice squad of the Jets. We could sign him at any moment.
It's up to him to pick whether or not he wants to go to the next team.
There are zero NFL players that would refuse a spot on the 53 compared to the practice squad.
No, that's not true.
Oh, really? What player do you know of said no to being on the 53 while he was on the practice squad? Who was that?
There's been several of them.
Such as?
You know what? I don't want to get into this name calling because, you know.
No. Why give a specific reference?
I'm telling you that there have been guys who, when Green Bay, I'm going to tell you now. Green Bay was a bad team, okay, back in the late 80s, early 90s, okay, you couldn't get anybody to go to Green Bay for nothing.
Let me rephrase.
So
who in the last 10 years was on a practice squad that got offered a spot on a 53 where the rookie minimum is something like $400,000. So your salary would increase, I mean, ridiculously a ton.
It goes from $100,000 to $400,000.
So you would triple your salary. Who do you know has turned that down?
I don't know him by name, but I can guarantee you it's happened.
Okay.
If teams like the Cleveland Browns, who are perennial losers, offer you a deal, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the right place for you.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know it happens. I know it sounds weird.
You're telling me it happens. But you can't give me any examples.
You know what? Let me call my agent when we go to break, and I'll give you three names.
I don't care that much. It's okay.
I'm telling you it happens.
I believe you. Cy, you're on the fan. Hi, Cy.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm a big fan of the show.
That's awesome.
Y'all should hire me. Give me a job. Just throwing that out there.
What would you do?
give better opinions than Al.
Give better opinions than Al. Wow. Okay.
Just kidding. I'm just throwing a little shade there.
I guess so.
Doesn't bother me.
I just wanted to talk about the game.
Well, here's your chance to have a better opinion than Al. Cy, it's D-Mac and Cy on the Fan. All right, Cy, what do you got for us today?
I just wanted to say that Al's lack of faith in the Broncos.
Who's Al?
Some guy.
Right.
Anyway, lack of faith in the Broncos on Sunday is quite disturbing to me.
Why?
Because I feel like our team is better than people are giving them credit for.
Why?
Because people are undervaluing the additions of Case Keenum and the rookie class. I feel like is going to
Case Keenum is the 18th highest paid quarterback in the league. And we're talking about a rookie class, Cy, that they're rookies. Let's be honest. Nobody, you really expect rookies in their, what, you agree? Man, you can't do that, Cy. Cy.
No. Right. I agree.
Love you, Cy. I love you, Cy.
But I'm just saying.
This is your competition now?
Oh, no.
No, it's not.
I'm just saying, if you start with the quarterbacks, you know, and we did, we can certainly start there. Who would you rather have?
I'd rather have Russell Wilson. Keep going. I like this game. Go ahead. I'd rather have Russell Wilson.
You go with offensive line.
I don't know anything about Seattle's offensive line.
It's a lot better.
I don't know anything about the Broncos' offensive line either, so I'd say that's a push. And if you say you know one way or the other, you're lying. Because both of these lines are brand new. Both of them.
Now,
that's a push.
Play?
It's a push.
Okay, call it a push.
You got it 1-0.
Okay, then. Let's just say, is it a big one or a little one?
No, Russell Wilson's one. The offensive lines are a push. It's 1-0 Seattle. Keep going.
Okay, wide receiver crew.
Broncos.
Running backs.
I don't know anything about the Seattle running backs. I mean, I know they've got a first-round guy, or what's his face,
Rashard
that's hurt.
Penny.
He's hurt, or he's fat. Hurt or fat. I'll go with the Broncos.
Really?
Yeah, so I got 2-1. I like Royce Freeman, and I love Philip Lindsay. And they got Devontae Booker, and I'll take Janovich.
I'm just telling you their group is better than ours, okay?
So you got it.
But I do like Royce Freeman.
I got 2-1 Broncos. You got a 2-1 Seattle. Go ahead. We can keep going on this if you want. You want to do side-by-sides? It's the Broncos.
How big is the quarterback deal? How big is that?
I don't think I do love Russell Wilson. I'm not going to lie.
He's a Hall of Fame guy.
He's a Hall of Fame guy, yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it is a big deal. It could be a huge deal. I'm not going to lie about that. It's the biggest deal.
Right.
So if you think the separation between Case Keenum and Russell Wilson is really that, I don't think it's that huge. I mean, I think it's...
Is Case Keenum a Hall of Famer?
No.
Okay.
No, you win. You win on that. There's no doubt they've got a better quarterback.
Okay, so we always start with that.
No doubt.
Okay, we start with that.
No doubt.
Okay, and now we go to the defense. I think that our defense is going to be just as good, if not better, than theirs.
Of course, I do too.
But it's really about the quarterback.
I agree. Case Keenum had an interesting preseason. No turnovers, hardly any interceptions in camp, period. But no touchdowns either. Like, he just couldn't quite get the Broncos to finish drives out. However,
but I think that's going to change.
I hope so.
I think that's going to change.
I hope so.
So the comparisons with me always start with quarterback, and then we work backwards. They don't have a Hall of Fame running back, but they play with a style and a sense of urgency at the running back position that is recognizable. Like, I know what it looks like when somebody is, you know, that looks different than us. You know, like Devontae Booker runs hard, but he's not elusive. But what happens if somebody runs hard and they're elusive? Does it matter what their name is?
I understand you want players to cheat more. Is that right?
Not necessarily cheat, but I'll tell you what the good players do, and I'll tell you how the good players know how to cheat.
All right, time to win some stuff. Go!
It's The Drive with Big Alan D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Probably slow dancing. dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty
right now.
He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey
right now.
He's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo.
Oh.
And he don't know.
What are you gonna do to him, Karen? Don't cheat on
Karen.
All right, Alfred, so what do you mean you want players to cheat? What does that mean?
What made our defense so good around here, of course, was our no-fly zone. And that no-fly zone was filled with veterans who knew how to play the game. And when I say I want to know if we're going to be able to cheat during the games is statements like this. When you know what the situation is, will you take total advantage of it or will you play safe? If you're a cornerback and the quarterback has a route tree that you have studied, will you have the guts to jump a route or are you going to play it safe and give it up and just go for the block pass or something else, you know, like Aqib Talib. If you, he did so much good work. He did so much good work in film study that he had a good understanding when teams were throwing certain routes and he jumped those routes. I don't know if Bradley Roby is going to be in that position, but we need him to be in that position this year to be a guy who takes some chances. Do you want Bradley Roby to take chances at corner?
No. Do you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He needs to be more unpredictable in his attempt to be the guy that replaces Aqib Talib.
I don't know, man.
See what you want. See what you want is a bend but don't break defense. I want a defense that is absolutely all about breaking somebody's will.
Yeah, but this is the first time Bradley Roby's like the guy.
So what?
Okay, I don't know.
Hey,
man.
You get beat on a double move, you get beat, right?
I think that's okay if you've put a little money in the bank, but he hasn't. I mean, not in that role, not in that, you know, number two guy sort of role.
Okay.
That's what you want right from the start, from his first game in that role? You want him taking some crazy chances?
You know what I want him to be? I want him to be a guy who is a real playmaker. You know, we've been talking about our third corner that's going to be thrown against. People are going to throw against Bradley Roby.
Mm.
They will test him.
I'd rather not have him start off like that. I'm okay if he keeps the play in front of him.
Keep the ball in front of you?
I'm kind of comparing it to the Rockies outfield, the no doubles defense. Play back a little bit. If it falls in front of you, you can live with it.
But that can also change the game.
He's
that
not a team to lead, not yet.
Well, he's in that role.
That's a tough one to live with if you screw up, especially if you've
guys
not really played that position.
Guys get beat.
Okay.
You agree or disagree?
I want Chris Harris to take those chances, but Bradley Roby right now, I'd rather not.
Okay.
I'm surprised you want to take those kind of risks.
Do you want
especially against Russell Wilson?
Do you want our defensive line to take risks by using the crowd, knowing the snap count, and jumping to get guys to get a jump on the snap count?
I'm okay with that.
You okay with for a 5-yard that we give up on third down and four?
I'm not okay with that.
Okay, but any other time
well,
that doesn't
the,
give up
give
a first
situation.
Down. Hold on. Any time that doesn't give a first down, are you okay with our defensive linemen cheating to try to get to the quarterback?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you good with that one?
Yeah. It's the nature of the position.
Okay.
That's the biggest advantage you have on the offensive lineman.
Do you want to see our quarterback hard count?
Sure.
That's certainly cheating. I mean, that's playing with confidence and knowing
how to
cheat the system a little bit, right?
Sure. You got Matt Paradis, who's a veteran, captain. You've got leadership with the might be a little tricky for Royce Freeman, I suppose, but, you know, just watch the ball. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I really don't know how Case Keenum is at that.
So those are the areas that do you want, and the last one.
I mean, I should ask you what you want out of this.
And certainly The last one for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see our cornerbacks, or should I say our returners, return every punt and not necessarily fair catch nothing.
Well, of course, that's dumb. That's the dumbest thing you've said all week.
Why? What?
But you're good for a couple of dumb
play.
Things.
I want action.
Okay.
I want action. I want us to be an action team.
Okay.
When of course it is for it's time to make the play, I want us to make every play. Okay. Not some plays, but every play.
So you want a guy who's almost 35 years old and hasn't really played for a full year to just go crazy after he catches the ball.
What does that mean, go crazy?
Return everything.
Just return,
no matter what.
Yeah, I want to return.
Yeah, that's going crazy.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, it is.
For a guy who's only fumbled the ball twice in his NFL career?
You want a special teams unit that was the worst in the NFL last year. The Broncos, who were minus, what, 13 or something like that? I can look it up. Minus, I got it right here. They were minus 17, 31st. And you want a team that was minus 17 and 31st to take all sorts of chances on special teams. I know I'm crazy when I say I want you to catch the ball and hand it to Case Keenum.
That's it?
That's it! First of all, kickoffs are through the end zone.
I mean, when you're watching a football game.
Yes. Special teams is way overthought. You get the ball at the 10-yard. You put your feet at the 10-yard line. If the ball goes over your head, you run to the opposite side of the ball. Maybe you can fake some guys out, and hopefully it bounces in, and you take it at the 20. The average punt return last year was something like 8 yards. Even if you were to catch the ball at the 10 and you could somehow get the NFL average, you'd still be 2 yards short if the ball just went into the end zone. It's
okay.
A no-brainer. Teams have been trying to kill themselves, taking the ball beyond the 25 on kickoffs and have failed miserably, leading to injury and turnovers and ridiculousness. If they kick the ball to the end zone or through the end zone, you say, thank you very much, we'll start it with the 25.
Okay.
And then you go from there. It's as simple as that. If you get the ball on a line drive at your 40-yard line and they're kicking from their end zone, go for it. They've outkicked the coverage, and you're going to have room to move. Do something awesome. Other than that, calm down.
Well, I'm here to tell you that the Seattle Seahawks have finally found a replacement for Percy Harvin.
As what?
As a returner.
Oh, my Lord. We're not going to have that issue. It's not going to be a big deal.
Well, I'm just letting you know, they have a guy by the name of David Moore. He wears number 83, and he is dynamic.
Alfred,
we have to match them, D-Mac. If they beat us on special teams, and it's a push every place else, then they win.
So the temperature's going to be in the 80s in the afternoon, summertime in the Rocky Mountains on a beautiful blue day, and we have what I've been told is an unbelievable punter. And you think they're going to be returning any punts? Are you kidding me? If he gets more than 5 yards in a punt return, in total, the whole game, I'll be stunned.
We need to win the special teams battle. That means that we need to return the football. Your idea about what special teams is,
gotcha,
is an old man's idea about playing football in the NFL. Catch it and hand it to Case Keenum. Are you kidding me? We want to return the ball to Case Keenum after we've gotten at least one first down.
That's,
on the punt return.
That's their goal, but we don't want to turn it over.
I didn't say turn. Did I say turn it over?
Well,
I did not say turn it over. I said return it. I said I want to return it every time.
Okay, you want to return it every time.
I want to return it.
No matter what.
Now, if we have a block call and we don't have the protection there for the returner, no, you cannot return it. But I want to see it. I want to see it. We have one of the greatest return men in the history of the NFL. His role has diminished from being the primary third corner right now to being the fourth corner. And if his role is going to be on special teams, I can't wait to see it.
All right. Great.
Instead,
what have you learned from special teams? The disaster that was. What did you learn from that?
What
did you learn from that last year?
That Trendon Holiday almost won an NFL playoff game for us by himself. Mm. That's what I've learned.
How do you know Peyton Manning doesn't take the ball and score touchdowns on those drives?
Well, we don't have to wonder. We know what happened.
Peyton Manning had a punt return
for a touchdown and a kick return for a touchdown. So that's what happened.
What happened in that game?
We lost.
Okay.
We lost because of a play that shouldn't have never happened in the NFL.
That's right.
So don't tell me that we lost because of our special teams. We lost because of a dumb play by our defensive back.
So what happened to Trinan Holiday?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Why isn't Trenton Holiday still on
the team? Because Trenton couldn't hold on to the football. He didn't. He had ball security issues.
Okay.
So give me the same results without the ball security issues, and we got something.
Okay. So how do you do that?
You get a guy like Adam Jones. That's how you do it.
He's as fast as Trenton Holiday?
Well, he's as explosive, and he has made just as many plays.
As Trenton Holiday?
Yes, he has.
Okay. I mean, what am I supposed to say here? With the
special
teams?
No defense to that because the record is the record.
I have a lot of defense, but nobody wants to pay attention. I've said it so many
you say
times.
Just catch the ball, hand it over to Case Keenum, and then let's go.
Yes, that's how you do it.
That is not that. You know what? That is so weak. That's a weak sauce. That is the weakest sauce you can put out there on a Tuesday before a Sunday game.
You know, the vast majority
just catch the ball and hand it to the quarterback.
The vast majority of kicks, I would run away from the ball.
You know what?
I wouldn't even try to catch the ball.
You probably would punt on third down if given the option on third down and 11.
I would not.
Sure you would.
I definitely would not.
Sure you would.
Would not.
Anything over 9 yards, you probably would punt it on third.
I wouldn't.
I can't tell with the way that you act around the special teams.
You think the way I have my attitude around special teams is the same as throwing the ball on third and 11?
No, I'm just saying.
You're running a draw
for
play?
There you go. Every third and 11, run a draw play.
I wouldn't do
that
either.
That's who you are, though.
Can I tell you what I would do on third and 11?
That's why you cannot be an offensive coordinator in this league because you don't have the guts to do what's supposed to happen on third down. If you're playing cornerback, you want Bradley Roby to sit back there and just keep the ball in front of you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is, that hasn't been our defense, by the way.
No kidding. We had Aqib Talib.
Yeah, and we had Chris Harris.
Yeah, they're like all pros.
So why would you want that now?
Because Bradley Roby's not an all pro yet.
How do you become all pro?
You
have to take some chances.
Steps at a time. Yeah, the right steps at the right time.
So if the ball is caught in front of Bradley Roby.
Hell, you're going berserko. You want the cornerbacks to take all sorts of chances. You want to return every single kick.
I want excitement, man. I want action.
If you want action.
I want action. I want action.
Gotcha.
And everybody out there who is rolling with the Broncos this year don't want to see that boring style of football that you're talking about that ends up being in field goals and punts on third down.
I don't think I'm boring at all.
I think what I want is what everybody else wants around here. I want a lot of points. I want a lot of points on the board and a lot of takeaways on defense.
How many times do you want Royce Freeman to run the ball?
I want him to run the ball 25 times a game.
How many other runs are you going to have a game?
I want us to average...
Who else is going to run the ball?
I want us to average 32 runs a game.
Okay. And how many times are we throwing the ball?
25.
That's an exciting offense. Here's Mark Schlereth on the Rockies.
It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW.
Take some time to celebrate your Colorado Rockies sitting in first place here in September with a chance to win the division for the first time in their 25-year history. But here's what I love about this group. They're flawed. They are flawed. And they understand that they're flawed. Bud Black knows they're flawed. The bullpen knows it's flawed. They know they've had trouble pushing runs across the plate at times. They know all these things about themselves. And you know what? They put one foot in front of the other, and they go out on a day-to-day basis, and they grind. And this is the most pivotal home stretch, the most pivotal home stand that they're going to have. 9 games left. They started it yesterday. They're 1-0. 9 games left, and Mike and I have both decided they need to go 7-3 in this homestand, and it needs to be not 2 sweeps and lose 3 games to the Dodgers. They need to win each series, and they need to go 7-3 to give themselves a couple-game cushion on their way to their road games coming up. So, Rockies in first place. It's time to celebrate them, guys, as they go back to the San Francisco Giants today at Coors Field when they get their spikes on the dirt.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans tomorrow morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.